With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mike and Liana, yeah, they're playing some games. You better pray to your mama that they're not super lame. And if that all sounds cool, I can tell you the name. It's the R-H-A-P-B-M-B. Mike and Liana, yeah, they're playing some games. You better pray to your mama that they're not super lame. And if that all sounds cool, I can tell you the name. It's the R-H-A-P-B-M-B.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RHAP B&B for episode 12 of Survivor 41. Drop the four, keep the one. I'm your host, Liana Boris, ready to play some games and talk a little Survivor. Now, obviously, you're hearing my voice first. Mike is on the voicemails. He has graced us with a freaking four-hour podcast. So, unfortunately, he's not here today. But don't worry, there's plenty of Mike content out there if you are craving what Mike has to say about this episode. Instead, we have brought on a team that was just so fun. When we covered Winners at War, we just had to bring back this squad again. First, let me bring in my real life partner in crime, host of the Masked Singer podcast, 90 Day, all that good stuff, Pooya Zanvakili. Pooya, how you doing?
Hello, what are you talking about, Liana? I'm here. I'm Mike. I hate big babies and I like innuendos.
Adult babies.
That's the one. Yeah. Diapers. I'm excited.
I don't know what compelled you to do that, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
I'm not gonna lie to you, it was a bit of a freestyle and I knew it wasn't a good impression, so I wasn't gonna pretend like it was good. We're freestyling out here.
I'm sure it'll fool him. He'll love it. Okay, well, let's continue on. We've done some double date night stuff before. We figured why not bring the double date to the B&B. First, let me bring in Jenny Autumn. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you invited the squad back. Like you said, we had such a good time talking about Survivor 40. I feel like that was forever ago. It kind of was. Like, I couldn't even remember if that was the last season that we talked until we, you know, discussed that was when we did it. And it literally feels like years ago. I feel like life has changed so much. So I am just very excited. A new season. I'm feeling very refreshed about Survivor, maybe a little refreshed about life. I don't know. Depends on the day. This is my favorite podcast to like come and be silly. And it's always a joy to be invited back. So thank you for having me.
I mean, I know you've been talking a lot of sexy beasts. So we wanted to give you a little bit of a reprieve from that to come talk a little bit of Survivor.
Sexy monsters. Yeah. The monster.
Is that what Jeff was talking about? Maybe it'll be a hit if he rebrands it as sexy. Because we all know sex sells. And that's exactly why, of course, we brought in a man who, I mean, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, you and I have talked Survivor more recently because we did the Ghost Island coverage together. It is the fabulous Phil T.
Hi, everybody. It's welcome to the RHAP Bing and Bong. It's me, Mike Bloom. I'm so much slower than Pooya, and I'll never beat him in a race. Hey, Liana Boris, come to Shipwheel Island and take a ride on the cyclone.
Mike, what do you want to tell Joe Byron right now?
What maybe. I thought you were going to say Joe Del Campo. What are you going to tell Joe Del Campo right now?
I should have done that.
Yeah, it's okay. We could have worked on that.
Hasn't there been like a million Sleepy Joe references? Is that the, like, is that the
Sleepy Joe Byron?
Yeah, not Brandon.
Oh, wait, Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe.
Wait, isn't that from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? That's from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, and that came up with Mike on the voicemails. And
you listen to the voicemails already?
Yes, I listened to the voicemails already.
It's 4 hours.
Okay. Well, I have no life, Liana.
Oh, I see. And
so the Grandpa Joe reference happened. I thought of Joe Del Campo. Then we bring up Joe Del Campo again today. And then the Joe Byron. And then made me think of the Sleepy Joe. I don't know. I feel like there's some sort of like synergy happening.
Just
here.
To be clear, you brought up Joe Del Campo. Okay, no one
Still
else
did. Wait.
Yeah, you did, Jenny. It was you.
Listen, we are not
Grandpa
the same.
Joe. Okay.
Anyways, so are you regretting this decision?
No,
yet?
I'm not. I wanted to fully commit to that. Hello, what's going on? It's me, Phil. I'm glad to be on the BNB, even if only it's because I am Jenny's little simp boy. All right, but I love to be here. I'm having a good time, and let's get it on the road, baby. I really hate podcasting, but I thought this would be fun, right? So this is fun already. This is already so much fun.
Yeah, I hesitate to call it podcasting, what we do.
Right, okay,
it's really not. Sort of making a mess.
It's just madness
and
recorded.
I think that's better for my brain, because if I don't think of it as like a podcast, I'm more likely to have a free-flowing conversation. Let's have a free-flowing conversation, everyone, and we don't have to say it out loud, but let's have one anyways.
Yeah, okay. I mean, wow. I would appreciate if we'd said it out loud. That it would be awkward to sit in silence, but yes, I completely agree with you. I think
make faces at each
today.
Other the whole time. And we'll mime the podcast.
Yeah,
trust
exactly.
me, the video of your version you're not going to see is very lit.
It's so good. It's like charades. Everyone will love it. It'll be
you
perfect.
You did say games.
That's I did technically say games. Yes, we'll be playing Pictionary and charades today. So sorry for those of you listening
cool.
at home.
Sorry for the audio listeners, aka everyone.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. Well, first, let's. I guess we should probably try to talk a little bit of Survivor first. Puya, you know, we got your thoughts with Rob when you did the feedback show a little while ago. But catch us up. What have you been thinking about the season, and especially this episode in particular?
It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed this season top to bottom. I feel like absence truly made the heart grow fonder. I found myself really enjoying this entire season. Obviously, there's been a lot of twists thrown in, a lot of advantages. Some I've not liked, some I've really not liked. But for the most part, they've kind of not had a lot of impact in this second part of the game, which has made the game a lot more fun for me because it's allowed the cast to truly dictate the pace of the game. And it's been a fun pace at that. You know, I know a lot of people when the show started were like, oh my God, just 26 days. That's not going to be, it's going to hit different. I feel like unless it gets brought up, I don't remember that it's 26 days. So it's been great. And this episode in particular was a lot of fun for me because I did think that Deshaun was on the brink of going out. But here we are, Deshaun in the finals, and Danny, who got a big, big episode last week, had his swan song episode this week. Sat to see Danny go, but it was a lot of fun to see Danny play. So. Yeah, all in all, very much having my good times here with the Survivor. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Jenny Simp Boy, you had a bit of a reaction to that. What are you thinking? What are you
Wait,
feeling?
Can we say Simp? Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't
know. Deshaun kind of he went a little mad there at the tribal council there. It was a very much like he, like, I don't know if he felt like he was going, but he was just like, It felt like he was going out swinging there. It definitely tricked me because I feel like when somebody has that sort of like, if you have it in your brain that you're leaving, then you're probably just going to sort of lose it a little bit. And that's kind of what we saw here. And it's kind of a bad look for him in front of the jury. But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens in the finale. That was
man.
Wild.
Yeah, no. So Jenny, I don't really get the strategy of this or the logic in any way, because are you trying to convince Heather in that moment to flip? That seems like such a bad idea.
Yeah, this is definitely like a move that you make before tribal council. I would think if you're actually putting this information out there with the intention of trying to flip a vote, potentially, or change the direction of the votes off of him and Danny, which, you know, it was very telegraphed that it was either going to be Danny or Deshaun. They didn't really throw a third option out there. So it felt very last minute. And I don't know if this was Deshaun's way of being like, you know, I could be going out here, and if not, I make a big show to the jury, but maybe it wasn't actually the show that he thought. And as an Erica stan, I personally love that she kind of got to control the narrative there, where she was basically just like, hey, you don't even know if you're the one going home. And if you're not, then you just did this for nothing. Like, so I kind of enjoyed, you know, especially after he stays, her kind of like patting him on the leg and being like, you're welcome, kind of dictating to the jury that she was in control of who goes here, which I think that ended up playing even better to her, where he was trying to take this moment to just kind of like make her look bad, potentially try to get Heather to flip. I don't know if that was the intention or not. But I think that he was thinking maybe he was going to like make her look bad or something. And then she ends up coming off as like, I held your life in my hands and I like let you stay. So it ended up being very fun. And I think it brings an interesting layer to the conversation of who could possibly win this season, because I think that there's a lot of people that think that there's a lot to Deshaun and his game that could make him a winner contender. But I think that things like this, where, you know, he kind of fumbles in front of the jury when he could have made that move back at camp instead, I think that it makes, like, you know, I think everyone's got a little bit of like a mess going on. And so I don't feel like, aside from Ricard, there's not really one clear winner contender. So it makes the end game a little bit more interesting to talk out, which I enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about the kamikaze move. I feel like Deshaun in general, not just this kamikaze move, but he's been really messy. And judging from some of the Ponderosa videos, people are not necessarily so happy with him. And I just can't imagine any world where he's able to go on and advocate for his, you know, the game that he's played. I think people aren't going to take him seriously. And I think that they are going to be unhappy with the way, you know, that he's played the game. And this is just a perfect example of that type of behavior. Okay. So, you know, the whole kamikaze-ness aside, Jenny, you mentioned Ricard here as being like the potential winner contender. Phil, do you think he has the ability to win out? Cause really I think he's got to have to, right?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, so it's just, first, let me preface this by saying, like, this is probably unfair. This is probably unfair what I'm about to say. Okay. But I feel like we've been waiting for this all season, just because I feel like I'm not like a super fan, whatever, but like I see the social media stuff. And when someone is very active on social media, like, before the season even starts, that makes me feel like I can't have like a good viewing experience if they win. So I feel like I've been basically waiting for Ricard to win the game basically ever since he tweeted that he was on the season, which kind of sucks. It doesn't take away from the amazing game he's playing. Like, you can't say that, like, oh, I'm upset with Ricard and he doesn't deserve to win because he was tweeting for the season, whatever. But for me, and it's not his fault, it's just like a brain thing in my brain where I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks. Cause I feel like, why are you like, and to me, probably me just reading too much into it, but I'm like, why are you so enthusiastic? What are you living your dream or something?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How dare you
express that on the internet where I have to watch this show now? But I mean, like I said, like over the past few weeks, like we've really seen Ricard just basically dominate, right? Like it's really hard to say that if he doesn't get there, that, you know, he doesn't deserve it, right? It's indisputable. I just have a personal, it's not his fault. It's my fault. It's my fault. Okay. I'm sorry. And congratulations on your win. I'm sorry. Okay. That's all.
Is that what you want to hear from me?
Is that what you want to hear? Yeah. Okay. I love you, Ricard. Okay. All right. Aww. I love you, man. All right.
Okay, the truth finally comes out. Right, okay. We've been new. Okay. Well, Puya, where do you fall in all this? I mean, I know that there's a lot of discussion about who could ultimately win the season. And Erica seems to be someone that people are pretty high on. And as also Jenny mentioned, you know, she really controlled the narrative. So I do feel like there's some credence to those theories.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I kind of thought about this last night. And basically, the way I see the board with the five remaining, in my head, the final three has two people already locked in. Okay. Those two people are Heather and Xander. And whoever the third person is there, that's the winner of the season. Now, I can see paths for both Erica, Ricard, and Deshaun to get there and plead their case and take a W here. It's just a matter of who's going to do it. Erica's been interesting because I do think if you look at Erica's game, it kind of went very quiet, not a lot going on. Then the minute she smashes this hourglass, we're seeing a different Erica. We're seeing an Erica that's doing some subtle movement, doing some stuff. But then in this episode, there's this whole conversation that's pulling up of Erica and Heather might have similar games to the jury. So who's going to get it there? Who's going to be the one to edge it out? Which I thought was interesting to put in there because now I'm thinking, is Erica's game going to be seen as a Heather game and is a Heather game seen as a negative game? Because I feel like that's where it's leaning. So that would be interesting for me. Deshaun has capability of pleading his case rather well. When he's not in the middle of kamikaze business, I feel like he can articulate his thoughts well. He was part of the big conversation last week where he let us in on how his mind was with his decisions in the game of, am I playing for myself? Am I playing for my squad? What am I doing? So I feel like if you put him in a situation like that in a do or die position, he can do well. And Ricard kind of goes without speaking because I feel like Ricard is someone who has probably played a very complete game, a very whole game. And I think you put him next to anybody, I think he's going to smoke him. So that's kind of where I'm at with all this. And what's amazing is that Xander's someone who I initially thought, yo, Xander's got some stuff going on. Xander could go the mile here. But then this season, the reason I talked about the cast kind of dictating what the game is like, the cast has pretty much decided, Xander, you're not good. So doesn't matter if you have an idol. The idol means nothing. It's just a prop that you have. And they took the power of the idol away from him. Usually if someone has an idol, it's like, all right, what are they going to do with this? They're going to dictate the game. Wow. They don't even need to use the idol. That's how good they are. Whereas the cast holistically has decided Xander doesn't matter so much that even the idol doesn't mean anything to us. They've taken away his power completely. And that's why I think Xander is destined to be in the final three and collect an L here.
This is why, well, part of the reason why I'm most invested, and no shade to Ricard. We love Ricard, especially Phil. My preferred ending to this story is the chicken reward final three that we got in this episode of Deshaun, Erica, and Xander, because as they discussed in the episode, they have played different games and they all have like a fairly even chance to kind of talk their game and, you know, explain how they got there and differentiate from each other where they weren't always in the same voting blocks together. And I think that that's really compelling. And as much as, you know, you can say at the final five, the final six, the final seven, even basically from the time that Shan went out, that Ricard was the the person to beat and is the best player of the game left. And of course, you like, you know, you love to think about the best person winning the game. I think there's something to say that if it's obvious that you are the best person at that point, if your only option is to win out, they're like, personally, it's just not the most compelling end to the story. I obviously you like the idea of the best player winning the game, but I really don't want the narrative of the end of the season to be, will Ricard win out? Because we're really being told now, Xander is like, oh crap, maybe I fumbled the ball in not getting rid of him last week or last vote. And so I personally am hoping for a Deshaun, Erica, Xander final three, where I do think that Xander probably has the least chance of winning in that three. But I think that they all have compelling stories. They've all done things. And I also think that part of the reason why it's helpful for Erica to have Deshaun there is that I think that a lot of people are going to poke holes in Erica's game by saying that she got lucky because she literally smashed an hourglass that changed the course of the game at the merge, which she might have been going out there if she hadn't done that. Well, look no further to Deshaun, who literally chose a box last week where he would have gone out if he had picked the wrong box. Like, and also, if he wasn't even in that position and hadn't won immunity, it kind of sounded like he was going to be the vote. So mm-hmm. I think that that's another person that she can be like, if people are on the jury are saying like, you got lucky, you got like sent to exile and you got to smash an hourglass, be like, this guy was one box away from being out of the game. So if we're, like, luck is part of Survivor, and luck, it, look at Xander, like he perhaps got lucky by grabbing, you know, this this idol, and all of these other people got voted out with idols. Like, I really think that that is a part of Erica's rationale for keeping Deshaun over Danny, where, you know, if she ends up in the final three with this guy, she can say like, you got lucky too. Luck is a part of the game. So I think that that's the most compelling final three. And I don't even think that it's guaranteed that Erica or Deshaun win in that scenario. I think that we could have a closer vote with that three. And I just think that's a compelling finale. So that's where I'm personally feeling right now. I think it'd be an interesting end, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would definitely be interesting. I think Ricard, it's tough. I mean, he's got to win at least the next immunity challenge and then make fire or win that immunity challenge. It's a tall order. And I just, I don't know. I don't know if that's the end that I see with him. But I think, obviously, Phil would be excited. I would still be excited for
Ricard. I would love that.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, it's always like, it always feels like you're battling like, okay, who deserves, who is like, you think who has played the best game and like you want to see them succeed and like have their efforts come to fruition. And then like, what is going to be the most compelling television? And it's a hard scenario because it's like, if Ricard is in the final three, it's hard to like, really make that compelling television. It's like, it feels like the whole lead up. The whole lead up has been like just, the Ricard win has been like, it feels like it's been like, on display the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. But,
you know, it's always like, what do we want to see? Do we want to see a battle at the final three, or do we want to see the efforts and the good gameplay of a player come to fruition and actually come home and take the $1 million check? And for me, I want to see the fight. I want to see the battle. And it's hard for me to like root for Ricard because like, it's like, okay, well, then why did we just end this like 5 weeks ago? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to rationalize my brain where I like, yeah, this guy deserves it, but what's the most chaotic situation that could happen? And like, how do we make that happen instead of what should happen because this guy played so well?
Like, to me, the most chaos is Heather having to argue her win. It would be like, I learned about racism and I got an inspirational moment made out of my poor performance in a challenge. Like, what else is she going to say?
She said,
Heather's time.
She said it's her time.
This is Heather's time, baby. Let's go. It's all you, Heather.
Let's go. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look, we've talked a lot about the future. Let's talk a little bit about the past and one of our normal segments that we do here on the B&B, and that's the prediction. So we're going to talk about Danny McRae, who leaves this week despite being as, you know, cool as a cucumber. He ends up getting voted out here. So Puya, you have Mike's prediction, correct?
Yeah, so Mike emailed me a transcript of his prediction, and I'll be reading it out.
Mike voice.
So I'll be doing my best Mike impression.
Mike voice.
And reading it out. Do you want to have yours go first, Leon, or do you want me to do the Mike one first?
Yeah, let's hear Mike's first.
All right. All right. One, two, three. All right. I'm going to do this impression in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, friends. So obviously I'm not on this week, but my legacy does live on in my preseason predictions. And so for the fun of it, I thought I would exist as a non-corporeal voice to read my predictions on how I thought Danny would do preseason. So let's dig into it. I have not read this yet. So this is my genuine reaction in the moment. Here we go. Danny McRae. I had him making the jury. Okay, so far so good. He'll start as the loudest person on Luvu, which will earn the ire of the people in the minority on his tribe. He lies that he's a former football player, but it's not a huge lie. Parentheses, something like, I run a football camp. Okay, I'm pretty sure he did exactly that in the premiere. I said that he finds an advantage early on, but is essentially forced to flush it because everyone sees him find the advantage. I guess I was predicting the Beware Idols before it even happened of advantages being out in the open. He becomes one of the easy targets in the early merge due to his physical prowess, even if he doesn't prove himself in individual challenges to meet up to that reputation. His closest ally was Deshaun, and his enemy was Nasir, who called for finding an advantage. So make of that what you will. I'm sure Liana blew you away with something sterling, and I have lost this round. But either way, looking forward to listening to all the malarkey that's to come out of the double date. Now I'm looking forward to coming back to the B&B next week with Liana and our very special guest for the finale. Love you. Bye.
I have some notes, actually. It would have helped if you had like said like the parentheses part for when like you were commentating on like what Mike was saying. It was kind of a little bit confusing. You should have mixed that in. But other than that, that was a pretty good impression. Like I really enjoyed that. That was great. Mm-hmm.
Most improved impression of the podcast. Yes.
I could tell like you, like your face turned red and like I was really embarrassed. Like I thought you weren't breathing for a second.
It was difficult. Like, you know, the rap god verse to some people is hard. This was harder. It took a lot out of me. But there you go. Yeah, that was Mike's prediction.
And to do it in a ventriloquist style without moving your lips, I thought was also very impressive.
Yeah.
He locked eyes with us the entire time.
Yeah.
It was actually, he was throwing his voice into the room Liana's in, and it was coming through her mic.
Right.
That was so weird.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a very complicated setup.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about Mike's prediction. I think he definitely got a lot of things right with the camp, like lying about the profession. Danny, I'm pretty sure, did that. And then also, wasn't Nasir in that very first episode, Puya, the one to call out him and Deshaun for looking for an idol?
This is true. This is true. This happened.
So that's pretty good. I will go ahead and read my prediction, and then Jenny and Phil, you guys can decide the winner. So I had Danny McRae also making the jury. I said that he would be a threat to win the individual immunity challenges. So obviously classic merge boot, and he couldn't hashtag redefine what it means to be a threat. He also wins the quote, I'd like to play that advantage, which is an idol that's part of the tribal set, obviously based on Adam Klein. He tries to ask production for the game tape to review, I guess. I don't even know how that would work in game. And I also said his ally was Deshaun. I said that his enemy was Sydney. So, Jenny, what do you think?
See, it's interesting because, I mean, Deshaun was definitely his ally. But as we heard a lot in the exit press, Sydney was also very much his ally and part of, you know, perhaps his downfall here, where Deshaun had his people in Erica and Heather, and Danny had his person in Sydney who, you know, fell victim to the hourglass smashing. I did enjoy, Liana, your mention of the reviewing the tape, where I feel like we've heard very much that Danny was quite annoyed about the whole turning back of time. And I feel like that perhaps would be a moment where he says, can we review this? I feel like this is possible penalty or a foul here or some sort of wrongdoing that needs to be addressed here. This is a tough one though. Do you want me to say and then Phil says, or how do you want to do this?
Well, obviously you guys won mine, so you must be on
the same
page.
We don't have our own thoughts. We don't. Yeah. Right.
Whatever you say, sweetie. So I think the thing that has me a little bit skewing a little bit more towards Mike is that Danny wasn't like in stature, maybe like a typical merge boot. But if Danny did anything this game, improved anything this game, is that like he avoided those, typical stereotypes of someone who is like, you know, a physical threat, and he didn't get his name written down until this episode, right? Is that right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
true? Yep.
So, yep. I mean, we got to give Danny credit there, where he wasn't a typical merge boot. He was breaking the mold for really ripped guys like me and Danny. We're both really ripped. And it makes me feel really good about my chances if I were to ever apply for Survivor, because I'm super ripped and I would probably get past the merch. Yeah. Amazing.
I mean, he's doing the work for you, right? So
he's paving the path.
What I really enjoyed though is further to what Phil is saying is that, like, you know, he got voted out for being a threat in a different way at a different time. And the discussion during the episode is about, like, we need to keep people around to beat Ricard, but also when you're talking to Ricard, because you also need Ricard to vote, who is the more of a threat to win a challenge. It's like, I really enjoyed the juxtaposition of like Xander and Erica talking about like, oh, Danny won like a balance thing. And then like Erica having to talk to Ricard being the person that they want to be beaten in the next immunity, and Danny, like, so it ended up kind of like playing against him in that scenario as well. This is very tricky. Did Mike say where in jury he would go out? Did he just say that Danny would make jury as well? I'm already forgotten.
I think he said jury. I think he said one of the sort of earlier. So I think earlier we had him jury. Going around the same
similar,
time.
Similar.
Okay, well, then I can't knock Liana for that at all. So, okay, I guess I have to base my vote solely on the impression. And I'm going to say it was kind of a bad Mike impression after thinking about it. I'm gonna go with Liana's was better there.
I am also leaning Liana, but I think they were both very great, great calls. And pretty good for you both.
I'm happy I won the impression of myself, Phil. Thank you that I did the best Liana impression.
I'm just saying, Mike, if you have any grievances with this, take it up with Puya, because he did a terrible impression of you. That's all I can say.
He didn't deliver it
ultimately,
properly.
Ultimately, like it came down to the impression and it was bad. So I think that you have to lay that on Puya's doorstep there.
I mean, that's tough. Tough loss. But, the impression seals the deal. Okay, great. I get a point. Plus, that was a great choice because you have to face me and I'm here. And
I wasn't going to say it. But I was like, I don't have to deal with Mike's wrath. So
Mike,
what are you gonna do?
Classically angry man, Mike Bloom. I don't want to ever face that wrath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there's anything I can say, but like any like top two words come to mind about Mike Bloom, it's like very like unthoughtful, angry, wrathful man. Yeah. So that's more than two words, but I mean, that's just the words that pop into my brain when I think.
I thought you were going to come up with some four letter words. I thought you were thinking about four letter
Michael
words.
Is a four letter word.
Yes, that's true.
He's that was
part of my base cover.
But like with four letters.
With two E's?
Like. I think two O's.
Oh. Hooey?
Hooey.
Hooey.
Okay.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, actually, the listing of words, that's a great thing that you brought that up because we're going to do that right now. We're going to get into our first activity here on the B&B. We are playing some Mad Libs. Yeah. And we're going to go around the horn. We're going to get, you know, some names, some places, nouns, if you will. And we're going to fill them in. These are all sort of date night, love themed Mad Libs.
One is a four-letter word.
Should we prefer it stay that way?
Thank you, Jenny. Okay.
Don't add a Y.
Should we order before we start this? I feel like we should get something to eat.
Oh, like the
before, yeah.
Like some appetizers?
Because we're on a double date, guys. Come up. Forget it. Let's
some
play the game.
And desserts, yeah, people, both four letter words.
People love eating on podcasts.
Calamari.
Okay. So we've got two. This first one is date night. And so we're just going to go around the horn and I will start with Puya. Please give me a Survivor 41 contestant.
Does that have to be four letters or no? Is it any letters?
There is no restriction on the number
of
letters.
That would be a fun, wrench in the gear. That all of the words I that can't we have to be four letters.
Who is the four letter? Four letters. Brad.
Brad.
This is the only one.
I'm going to go with Brad.
I like what you said.
Sarah.
About, thank you.
Also had four letters.
Oh,
Shan has four letters.
Man. Sarah.
All right, so you said Brad. All right, so
Voce. Oh, wow. Okay, you are so much smarter than me. I was like, oh, there's nobody.
Okay, well, Phil, would you like to try your hand at it? If you can give me another 41 contestant. Again, doesn't have to be limited.
Any amount of letters you want to go.
You pick.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go with my personal friend, Ricard.
Okay. Yes. You're now a personal friend, Ricard.
Well, this is me reaching out. I'm just.
Of course, as one does. Jenny, a number.
A number. Let's go. Like there's no limit?
No
any number.
Any number.
One. You could do two. You could do eight. You could do 53.
13.
All right. Thank you for the examples of numbers, Phil. That was
great. That was very helpful.
You could do pi.
I wasn't sure if it was like 1 to 10, 1 to 100. Oh, you know?
Any number was more fun.
Nothing more fun in a game than constantly asking what the rules are. That's fun for everyone.
So fun. Okay, Puya, any day of the week, Any day of the week.
Sunday, Tuesday,
Friday, Thursday. Please. Yes.
All right. Fill with the classic examples.
Really good.
For at that, Friday. Though. And then I need a from Phil, a noun, but a plural noun.
Okay. Glizzies.
Okay.
Jesus.
That counts?
What? I can, what?
It's a noun.
It's a good, great noun. It's a good noun even. Yes.
Okay. Thank Jenny, so I need a pet name. So a name that you might call your significant other.
Sweetie.
Oh, you do.
Sweetie. Or just yeah. Sweetie.
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 Oh, what? Yeah, is, wait, okay.
Yes, is Phil confused about...
No, it's okay. No, no, no.
Okay, okay.
Move on.
All right. Okay. You need to drink to get through this, Phil, as this is so tough for you.
What do you mean? Look, that's a DC. That's an ice cold DC.
Okay, Puya, an adjective.
Long.
Okay. Yeah. Phil, a restaurant.
A restaurant. Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Jenny, Danny's. Denny's.
Denny's, to be specific.
It was Denny's at first. Sorry. Okay. Never. Sorry.
It's true.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Danny's. And then. There was already a place called Danny's, so they had to change it to Denny's.
Wait, is this a real thing?
That's 100% facts.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the video on the internet, so I don't know if it's actually true.
Okay.
I know by word of mouth, so I don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, lifelong learning over here at the B&B.
Okay.
I had no idea.
You never know what you're going to learn. Okay, mode of transportation from Jenny.
Train.
Bing bong. Sorry. Okay.
Yep.
I knew you were going to say train. I knew she was going to say train.
Why did you know I was going to say train?
I don't know, because we've been talking about Bing Bong. So, okay. Anyways.
Okay, Puya, I'm going to need a number. And again, this can be any number you want to pick.
Okay. 354.
Okay. 354. Phil, I need an animal.
An animal, a griffin.
Ooh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah. And Jenny, I need a flavor.
Pineapple.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I need another animal.
Liger.
Why am I blanking? Okay, a turtle.
A turtle.
I thought you were going to go for frog, and then we were going to get your 5-star Kermit the Frog impression.
Ooh, King that of might impressions. Come out later.
Another one.
Okay, I might regret asking Phil for this one, but a liquid.
Oh no. Spindrift.
What? What's Spindrift?
It's a carbonated water, isn't it?
What?
Spindrift. It's a seltzer. Yeah, sparkling water with real squeezed
Come
fruit.
On, guys.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, see? What did you want me to say? Never mind.
No.
I've literally never heard of this.
Hey, we don't have it in Canada. Oh. It's an underground liquid.
You wouldn't have heard of it.
Yeah. Clearly.
It's got a little fruit juice in it.
Jenny, a plural noun.
Houses.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And Puya, another adjective.
Girthy.
Okay.
Not long and girthy.
He's describing the glizzies. He's trying to like make it thematic.
I'm being my best Mike Bloom self.
No.
Oh,
nice.
Goodness. Full I'm Bloom. Trying to behave for once in my life.
He's a method actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need a location, Phil.
The bedroom.
The bed? Okay.
The bedroom.
The bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jenny, I need an adjective.
Efficiently.
Mm.
Okay.
Wait, is that right?
No, yep. Yep.
No, yeah, that works. That works.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, Puya, I need a body part.
A body part?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The weenus.
No, you got that. Yeah. Okay. Jenny doesn't think it's called the weenus.
Wait, what?
What do you think it's called?
No, she doesn't think it's called the weenus.
Like yeah, the elbow? Like the elbow?
She says it's not a weenus. It's a nubbin. No. It's your nubbin. It's not your weenus. What? Right? Am I right? It's a weenus. Everyone, look at the terminology. Look at everyone using the right nubbin.
Okay, but I also call my AirPods AirBud.
Right, like the dog.
Yeah, like after the dog?
Like the golden receiver.
I forgot my AirBuds.
Arf, arf. Because
she'll bark like a dog. She'll bark like a dog. Saying, like, where are my AirBuds? Arf, arf.
Because I combined AirPods with earbuds, okay, and my brain goes AirBuds.
Oh. Mm.
And now I just, that's what they are to me.
That's fair.
But anyway, I call the weenus nubbin.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad, again, learning so much.
Liana's like, okay, we can just carry on.
Very educational. All right. Well, how about, Jenny, you want to give me another body part? And you can say nubbin. I will not accept weenus, though.
Okay. It's the same. No, they're both the same. You can't say
no,
nubbin.
No, I've got it. Baby toe. Ooh.
Okay, baby toe. And Puya, I need an activity.
Pickleball.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it a baby toe or a pinky toe? What do you call it?
Pinky. I thought baby toe is like a baby's toe. Is what?
Yeah,
I thought.
Me too. Oh, I would have said pinky toe too. It's a regional thing. Must be a regional thing.
Is it?
I don't know.
Can we get a poll?
I've heard both.
Okay. Okay. Baby toe. That is what I mean. Pinky toe or baby toe, whatever. Okay. It's the smallest toe in most cases on your foot.
Okay.
Is that the one that goes to market? No.
No, all the way home. That's the best way to check is to actually look up the nursery rhyme and say, oh no, because they don't really call the toe. It's not like,
yeah, I think this little piggy.
This little piggy.
Yeah, they just,
but isn't it the one that goes wee, all the way home.
Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah. Right.
Okay.
That one. Okay, good. Well, we're just so resourceful. I'm happy that we're doing this.
Well, you got to talk out.
So. Yeah, we got to talk it through.
Mad Libs is a complicated and strategic game, and we need to talk through our answers to make sure that they are the most effective answers.
We take games very seriously here.
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's read through this date night and see if we can. I don't know how you win Mad Libs, but Phil apparently knows how to do that. So let's see if we win some Mad Libs. So we're talking date night. Here we go. Tonight, Brad is going on a date with Ricard. Brad asked Ricard out over 13 times, and Ricard finally said yes.
Oh, boy.
It was a Friday night when Brad knocked on Ricard's door holding a bouquet of glizzies. These are for you, sweetie. And might I say, you look very long tonight.
Oh, no.
Shall we? They drove to Denny's on Brad's train. At dinner, Brad ordered 354 Griffin fingers with pineapple gravy. And Ricard ordered a turtle burger with spindrift.
Puya, you fucking suck.
Oh no.
Puya.
So sad.
I know.
What the hell?
During dinner, they talked about why houses are just so girthy. After dinner, they went to the bedroom to play pickleball. But instead of playing pickleball, Ricard... Oh, no, I missed one. I need a verb ending in ED, quick.
Master. Oh, no.
Selected.
Okay. Ricard selected.
Master. That must have been what you were going to say,
no,
right?
No, yeah, it's mastered for sure. End it there. Ricard selected Brad's pinky / baby toe. And then Brad kissed Ricard on the weenus out of all places.
Oh, no.
And let me say, that's actually really romantic. There are certain nerve endings in the weenus that are just very... What? I'm serious. Okay. Anyways, I'm not serious. It's a joke. It was a joke.
Is it? Is that why it's the? Because the weenus is like the closest like thing to the funny bone, isn't it?
I don't think they. I don't know. I'm not from science, but I
Liana, can you
know if so that you, matters?
You have an arm that inter. So you have an arm here,
right? Okay,
and yes, right here.
Okay, where I can then, understand. Yeah.
Yes. So you have limbs. Okay. So you've got an arm, and there is a nerve that innervates these muscles. It's a thicken, and it comes and it crosses over the joint. And it crosses over right here. So it's actually exposed. And that's why when you hit right there, you're hitting this big bundle of nerves. So that's what causes you to have that like funny bone reaction. So that's that. It's the nerve that's right here.
If you were
can you
to
tickle that nerve through caress, the weenus?
You can't. It's so.
It's kind of on the outside. The weenus, I would say I only took some anatomy classes. Mm. I would say the weenus is here, whereas it's over on the side where the nerve crosses over, which is why you hit the side, not this. Like you can do this, but if you hit specifically right here where that nerve crosses over the joint, that's what causes the.
If anything, the weenus is a protective sac.
That's not a phrase I thought I was going to hear today, but it's just a bone, right? There's no protect. Right. It doesn't really protect anything.
So it doesn't, you won't feel anything if you simply kiss or caress it. You have to smack it.
You gotta move over the weenus itself. Mm. You know, you gotta find the right spot. You know what I'm saying? Here on the, it's a little bit off to the side. It's not where you think it is. It's always a little bit
there's
off.
There's no good touch to the funny bone, right? Like you're always, it's always going to be a bad experience.
It's the bad touch.
What no, bad. I wasn't going to say bad touch. I'm just saying like if you, there's no good way to hit the funny bone.
I don't think it's stimulates in the way that would be pleasurable potentially. All right. But okay. You know,
we'll have to ask Brad and Ricard.
Yeah, they would know better. So let's just finish this out real quick. Oh, no. So Brad kissed Ricard on the weenus out of all places.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they took the train home. Overall, it was a very efficient date.
Which is kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like the kind of language you want to hear when you're like experiencing a romantic experience is like you want it to be efficient. Right. There's no passion, no love, no tenderness, just efficiency. That's how
imagine
we love
finishing a date. And like the person's just like, well, this was very efficient.
Thank you very much. This was very efficient. I mean, honestly,
really efficient night.
That's kind of my love language. I'm into it. I'm into the efficient dates. Okay,
I got shit to do.
Home by 10.
Let's do in bed by 10. Okay, let's do one more. Okay. Let's do one more.
Yeah,
and let's start with Jenny. Can you give me a Survivor 41 contestant? Again, any letter number you want.
Jeannie.
Okay, Jeannie. Oh, yeah, I need a noun.
Horse.
I need an adjective, Phil.
Sparkly.
Mm. I need a noun from Jenny.
Oh, horse.
Wait, no. Redo.
Why?
Anything but horse. He said horse. Oh, anything but horse.
Did he say horse?
Jenny, he said horse.
I did.
Anything but horse. No, anything but horse. Jenny, anything but horse. Edit.
What? Edit. That happened?
Shot. Somebody?
I will allow a redo if you don't want to have a bunch of horses. This is nothing but a horse.
I literally don't know what happened with my brain right there.
No, it's okay. Just anything else.
Okay. Bird.
Okay. Yep. Keep it moving.
Can't go with anything.
No. Look,
nothing else exists. Just animals. Only animals.
No.
Okay. Puya, a place.
Paris.
Okay.
Okay. I need a verb ending.
Horse.
Horse.
Horse. Duh.
Horse. Sorry. Could accept. Yes, Phil. Okay. A verb ending in ED.
gallivanted.
Ooh. Damn. All right.
Okay, Jenny, I need a noun, and I'm going to challenge you okay. to go outside your comfort zone.
Okay.
And don't say horse.
Listen, I would not say horses are my comfort zone in the first place. I think my brain heard horse and was, you know, made a little stable and was holding that horse. And then that was the first available noun for me. suitcase.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
But yeah, I need a color.
Lavender.
Ooh.
That's Bill, pretty. I need an adjective.
Adjective. Not sparkly.
Not sparkly.
Metallic.
I'm comforted. Other people look around the room.
That's exactly how I do it.
I'm turning my camera off. I don't want to be exposed.
I'm like, I'm looking out into a street and I'm like,
Not a suitcase. Suitcase. Like, we'll go with suitcase.
What is outside your window?
Horses and birds and horses. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, how about let's try another noun, Jenny. What's outside your window right now?
Shoes.
Okay.
Can shoes. I do plural or does it need to be shoe? If it's singular, shoe. If it's plural, shoes.
It can go either way. Which would you prefer? One shoe or multiple shoes?
Single shoe. Single shoe.
Single shoe. A single shoe.
One shoe.
Just one shoe.
One shoe is all it takes. Puya, a liquid.
Okay, coffee. Yeah.
Okay, coffee. I need a plural noun, Phil.
Plural noun. Mm-hmm. Rihanna's bags and bags of money.
Okay. Bags and bags of money.
Multiple bags.
Jenny, I need a food.
Lemon loaf.
Oh, that's lemon a delicious food.
Loaf.
Sorry.
Puya, a color.
Brown.
Phil, an animal.
Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, a verb.
Bounced. Or okay. Bounce. I don't know.
Yeah, bounce. And then finally, Puya, another Survivor 41 contestant.
We're gonna go with Evie.
So this is a little different. This is not a date story. This is, in fact, a love letter.
Ooh,
okay. Okay, let's see what was written. Dear Jeannie, I lie awake all hoarse thinking of you, your sparkly smile, and our bird from Paris. I recall our meeting, how my heart gallivanted with suitcases when I first saw you. How metallic you looked in that lavender shoe. Your eyes are like deep pools of coffee warmed in the moonlight. Your cheeks are as rosy as Rihanna's bags and bags of money. Your lips are like succulent lemon loaves. Your hair is brown like a cheetah on a summer's day. I can't wait to bounce with you again.
Oh,
right soon. Sincerely, Evie.
Wow.
Talk Yay. About a misconnection.
I wow. Know, right?
Poetry.
I'm wooed.
What a thought.
I can I just say, our three brains, they're so good together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really glad I went undefeated. With the singular shoe.
You see what we did there?
Just a single lavender
so
shoe.
So coherent. It's almost like all Mad Libs are designed to be somewhat followable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I mean, we could sell this. We could sell this idea.
We should sell this.
We will write your papers for class. We will write love letters to other people. You don't know what you want to say. We can help you. I think that that's not a bad show. It's a good side hustle.
And to be clear, we will steal templates, Mad Lib templates. Like we're not, we're not doing a lot of work. We're stealing templates, but we are inserting the important parts. The important parts.
Yeah, we're going to ad lib it. We're like the the Migos of love letters. So
and, and maybe there will only be one horse, but no guarantees.
Romance.
Right.
Exactly.
An unknown, but highly probably number of horses will be there. Okay, that does it for Mad Libs.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. That was good. I think we created some love connections. I didn't know Brad and Ricard would go on a date together. And
so efficient, though.
Very efficient. Very efficient. And I just hope that those 354 Griffin fingers were delicious.
Would that be a talon?
I think it would technically be a talon, right?
Yeah.
Do the Griffins have large talons?
Long talons?
Depends which restaurant you go to. Sometimes they're smaller.
Did you know glizzies are kind of like small shit. Okay. Never mind. Just kidding. Small trees? I don't know.
You're glizzies not getting the idol.
Are just small Griffin, small tree. Griffin's small, fingers.
Yeah,
small Griffin like talons waving goodbye or whatever it is.
Yep. Remember that? I feel like that was so long ago and I'm just like, oh my goodness. Like
that was the season.
That's wild.
This season is shorter than usual, but it feels like things that happened were so long ago. It's weird.
Yeah.
So many
was like 5 days between events. Like time, man. Wow, it's wild.
That's what a concept. Yeah. Whoa.
All right. So remember, if you want these four geniuses writing your love letters, hit us up on Twitter and we can help you with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's play a game that Puya has prepared. He's been speaking about it. He's very excited. So therefore, we are excited. Puya, take it away.
Yeah. So Mike Bloom gets zero credit for this one because I came up with this all by myself. May know.
It was my idea. That's fine.
Oh, are you joking, Liana?
Let's talk about
Don't you Liana. Be taking any credit here.
I will show you our text messages where
we were brainstorming.
I got receipts.
Yes.
You gave me a bit of concept. I ran with the concept. Okay.
Let's talk it out. Liana,
no, this is great. You know, you come in to help your partner co-host the podcast and then she stomps all over you. Lovely.
Look,
this was Liana's game. That I ended up doing everything else.
Can it be both your game? Can it be both?
It's our game.
It was part of my segue. I was going to say, well, Liana and I podcast together over on the Masked Singer wrap up, which will be wrapping up next week. But today we're playing a Masked Singer style game known as Masked Cameos. So what I have done is I went to Cameo and I pulled up some fun cameos for y'all to listen to today. And try and guess who it is. I've got them modulated.
Yes.
Got them modulated for you. So the way this is going to go, there's six of them. Each of you are going to get two to do. So I'll go in turns and I'll have you have a go at it. You listen to the modulated. Ideally, you throw a guess out after the modulated. If you correctly guess, I'll give you 3 points. If you're wrong, I'll offer you the multiple choice and you get one more chance to secure 1 point. There's a big chance you might all tie. That's fine. There are zero tiebreakers. We will tie in fun. And it'll be phenomenal. Here. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Phil apparently wants there to be a clear winner, but guess what?
I need clarity on that. Yeah. I don't do well with ties. But I mean, when we get there,
Let's cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Liana, we're going to start with you. Okay. Are you ready to hear the first one of the session?
Born ready, baby. Let's do this.
All right. Perfect. 3, 2, 1. Here is the first contestant on the Masked Cameo.
Karina. Hi. It's from Survivor. What's going on there, girl? It's a surprise, right? Hey, listen. I heard you got a birthday coming up. So I have no idea how old you're going to be, but happy birthday. straight from my jungle. Check it out. I'm in my, you know, I kept my shirt off. Just for you.
I know who this is. I think I know who this is.
Wait.
Okay. Run us, walk us through it.
Yeah. Please do.
Okay, wait. So this is going to sound terrible if I get it wrong. So I'm going to just go ahead and guess, and then I can explain why I think I know it. Is it Troyzan?
Karina. Hi. It's Troyzan from Survivor. Yeah. What's going on there, girl?
Oh my God. Okay, so first of all,
the monster is coming. The monster is coming.
So first of all, I am so happy that Liana went first, because in my brain, we were still on Survivor 41 and I was like only thinking of contestants.
She was the only one listening. She was the only one listening. Wow, my brain, I was like, okay, who is this? Brad?
Is this Xander? Like,
Xander's yeah. never worn a shirt in his life.
Liana, yeah. how did you know it was Troyzan right out the gate?
How?
So it's something with it's a combination of the speech patterns, like this, the cadence of the way that he speaks. And I'm not proud to admit this, but one time I watched a Troyzan Instagram live and he was walking around his backyard, which he calls his jungle.
Oh,
and so when
God.
You said... the thing about the jungle, I was like, oh my God, it's Troyzan.
I would be a
Karina,
but you know
hi.
What?
It's Troyzan from Survivor.
Survivor.
What's going on there, girl?
Click, 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 click.
What's oh, going yeah, on, girl? God. Okay, this game got
a surprise
a million times harder because.
Wait, is there
there's I didn't realize choice, I was right? going to have to think about Troyzan.
If you guess and you're wrong, I'll still give you the multiple choice for a one pointer.
Okay,
so you still
the multiple
have a
choice
yeah.
is way more valuable than I thought it was before. I really thought.
Just curious.
And I thought we were only
how many of it. My hard earned dollars do I have to give Troyzan to buy that cameo? How many of my hard earned
for Karina?
Yeah, I want
US
this
dollars.
One specifically.
I will tell you. Bill, for $40, you can get USD? Exactly what you just heard.
Okay, so maybe like 60 Canadian or whatever it is. I don't
just
know.
About, that's, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
I mean, all right. Honestly, that's worth it.
He's got only 5-star ratings.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Seems personable. Is it pretty personable?
Liana,
yeah.
don't look beyond his
okay,
page because
yeah,
I don't want
yeah,
you to
sorry.
See who else
yep.
is on cameo.
Yep. Okay. All right, I close cool, it. Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one, we'll go to Jenny for this one, okay? Jenny. I present to you the second contestant out of this. I think this is a longer one, so you'll have plenty of chance to hear and maybe venture a guess.
Is it efficient, though? Long?
Let's find out.
Efficient?
Okay. Andrew, my man, what is going on? You know who this is. It's we reaching out because all the little doggies came out and told me that it is your birthday, October 2nd. This year's on a Saturday, huh? Saturday, coming on a Saturday. No, seriously, I don't know, I've listened to a little bit too much 80s on 8 Sirius XM. Did I just plug Sirius XM? I did. But really, my man, you're about to turn 26, which is really like, it's not really that big of a deal, right? Because like 25 is dope, right? Like quarter century, let's go, maybe with your 20s. Now you're like 26, the 20s are downhill. It's not a steep decline in the 20s yet. You're going to start feeling it. You're going a little bit down the coast.
Jesus.
Okay, so first of all, I will never be not delighted by the bleeping out. That's funny to me every time because I'm always filling in a four-letter word for their name mm-hmm. with the beep. That's too yeah. good. Wow. Okay, there is a lot to unpack there. Okay, I think I'm probably going to end up going to the multiple choice, but I'm just going to say that had the chaotic energy and the breaking out into random song in the middle of a sentence that I would expect from baby boy Bryce Isaiah. So that is my guess, but I'm prepared to be wrong because I don't even remember what was said at this point.
All right, so We're going to go to the multiple choice for you, Jenny, because it was not Bryce Isaiah, sadly.
Wait, would he not break into the Saturday? Like, I can just hear him doing that.
Well, I'll give you the option. I have four people for you here for the chance to redeem with a point. You have to pick between A, Alec Merlino, B, Hot Cop Dan, C, Joe Mena, or D, War Dog. One of them did this.
God.
Which of the four is
If that is Hot Cop Dan, I will jump into lava. I will jump directly into lava.
Am I allowed to hear it again?
Cream of mushroom.
Am I allowed to hear it again?
I'll give you a little taste of it. Okay.
Andrew, my man, what is going on? You know who this is. It's we reaching out.
Right.
Okay. Is Alec Merlino, it's Hot Cop Dan, it's
Joe Mena
and War Dog. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Who is, oh, that's so messed up.
Yeah, when you started reading those options, that's not where my brain was going.
Steal.
That's
no,
awesome. I love
no
that.
Steal.
There's no steal savvy, Phil.
Okay. I'm gonna talk through this. I don't think this is Hot Cop Dan. Mm-hmm. That had too much personality for him.
Okay, one down, three to go. Oh my god.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I can't go from thinking someone is like has the like personality enthusiasm of Bryce to Hot Cop Dan.
Yeah. F fake friends.
Yeah. oh my gosh. Okay. I'm gonna go with War Dog.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Andrew, my man, what is going on? You know who this is. It's the War Dog. We reaching out because all the little doggies came out.
So when I played it the second, I stopped it before he said,
okay.
That was the little dog.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
All right, so we got Jenny with 1 point. Woo! Liana had the outright guess of Troy's hand. All right,
so
Phil.
Embarrassing.
No, I respect it.
Yeah, hey, yeah. You didn't know this was coming. That's impressive that you watched an Instagram live of Troy's hand at some point.
Here's the thing that's by horrible. Choice. That was like 3 years ago when I watched it.
Oh my god.
And things, like I remember
you're
that,
free.
Some things you're just free. Live rent free, Liana. It's
all right. Yeah. Also,
forget.
War Dog, $20 only for that. So there
oh,
you go.
Shee. I would say that's an affordable get. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yep. I like that.
Right. We like this.
Phil, you ready?
Chew.
All right. Performance number 3. Here we go.
Hi, Fiona. It's from Survivor. I've heard that you like the show. I've also heard a couple other really cool things about you, that you have a rotten dog. I have lots of rotten dogs, so I get it. And that you love Ferris wheels. That's the best ride. They're so fun. And I've also heard that there are some stupid boys bothering you in your after school program. Okay, Fiona, come here. I have something to tell you. Boys will always be stupid. Always. So just remember that girls rule and boys rule, and that you are going to do so well no matter what happens with stupid boys. And your dad is so proud of you.
All right, Phil.
So here's my thought with this. Okay.
Hit us with it.
You're going to do so well, Keith, so well. So well must be come on no. God. Keith so well. I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. Let me think on it. Let me think
go
on
for it.
Fiona mm-hmm. also,
Marinade.
You know, boys are stupid, Fiona. And this is a free voice audio, whatever, wherever you hear Fiona's she's not gonna hear this. But also, so let's
Fiona is definitely listening to this.
I mean, she's a Survivor fan, right? So yeah.
Who does Fiona like? Who's Fiona giving $20 to $60 to?
Well, isn't it Fiona's dad?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Technically. Hmm. Technically.
So a potential role model for Fiona. I wish
this
like
Fiona from Shrek.
I gotta say, I closed my eyes and I was really trying to see through the modulation. And I, it's tough. It's a tough situation. I don't have anyone off the bat that is like a really, really
just throw one out.
Okay, let's go. I'm gonna go. No, let's go, Tommy Sheehan.
What?
What? That's not even.
Okay.
I just want the multiple choice.
I mean, teaching time with Tommy. Teaching time with Tommy, baby. Boys are stupid.
I don't have a good day.
It's not Tommy Sheehan. Okay. Here are the four options you have to pick from, okay? You got Lauren O'Connell. Okay. You've got Victoria Bemonde. You've got Chelsea Walker. And you've got Gabby Pascuzzi.
Okay. Run the tape. What? Like 2 seconds. 2 seconds of the tape. Just 2 seconds.
Hi, Fiona. It's from Survivor.
Lauren O'Connell.
Like the show.
Final answer?
Yes.
Hi, Fiona. It's Victoria from Survivor. I also heard a couple other really cool things about.
There you go. Okay.
All right. There was a beep on that.
Moving on. At the end
of the first round, we have got Liana with 3, Jenny with 1, and Phil with 0.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fear not. There's a second round, second wave of contestants here.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm down, but I'm not.
Okay. Let's go with Jenny next. Okay. Let's go back to Jenny here. And let's hit Jenny with this performer. Jenny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, Eleanor? Survivor, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, my lady. Yeah. This is coming at you from your friend Arthur. And Arthur tells me that you love to party. You love disco balls, credenzas, and picklebacks. Well, I think that's incredible. And the next time I'm in Georgia, let me buy you a drink. Let's go out dancing. Let's go out partying. All right.
All right.
I think that's incredible. I think that's incredible that you love picklebacks. I love that.
Picklebacks are the ones with whiskey, right?
and that's not what we do.
Oh my God. Okay. This is my God.
Talk it through. What did you hear?
What are you thinking? What are you hearing? What's your gut?
Here's the thing. My first instinct was Jay, because I'm pretty sure I've heard a Jay cameo, but then I think that I heard a tribe name, and I don't think that. And I'm so bad at tribe names, which is like the worst. I thought he said Apari, or did he say Atari?
I can tell you neither of those things were said in the audio.
No.
What? Are you sure?
You want to hear the audio one more time and then give me your immediate guess?
Because I feel like, hey, what's going on, Eleanor?
Survivor, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, my lady. Yeah.
Lady.
This is coming at you from your friend Arthur. And Arthur tells me that you love to party. Balls, credenzas, and picklebacks. Well, I think that's incredible. And the next time I'm in Georgia, let me buy you a drink. Let's go out dancing. Let's go out partying, all right?
Okay.
So, it was actually just me. This is my voice.
He said to party. I thought he said, you love a party. And I was like, is this a spoiler? And if I knew tribes, then I would have a leg up. I would be like Liana in the Troyzan jungle. but no, he said to party. Okay. I'm going to go back to my initial guess just based on like the way that he talks. Give me Jay Starrett. I'm going to go to the multiple choice, but that's my guess.
You will be going to the multiple choice, Jenny. Damn. Sad to say.
Damn.
All right. I want to quick shift, change one of my multiple choice options from Jay, and I'm going to hit you with it. Okay.
Okay.
So the four options you have here today are Tommy Sheehan, Detective Dean, Ozzy, and Adam Klein.
Okay. I don't think that's Adam. I'm gonna get rid of Adam. Detective Dean or Tommy Sheehan, I think is who it's between. Oh, it could be Ozzy too. These are so hard. Like so hard. I am so much more impressed by Liana guessing Troyzan off the cuff now. Like having done this, this is so difficult. Okay. I'm pretty sure that like Tommy is booed up. He's like engaged. And so I feel like he's not like offering to like go for a drink in Georgia with like a random person that bought a cameo. So that makes me go down to it's got to be Detective Dean or Ozzy. Ozzy likes to collaborate in different cities, you know, part of his brand. So it's possible that it could be Ozzy. I just don't know if that's what Ozzy would say. Detective Dean. Oh my God, this is so hard. Okay. I'm gonna say final answer Detective Dean because I think like you get Tommy and Detective Dean from the same season listed in the option so that maybe, I don't know. That's my final answer.
All right.
God damn it.
And here is the reveal.
Hey, what's going on, Eleanor? It's Ozzy from Survivor.
No!
Merry Christmas, my lady. Yeah.
We've been watching a lot of Ozzy content lately, too. It's just been all over Twitter. So it's like, that's really embarrassing that we missed that one, Jenny.
I know. I overthought that one. I thought, okay, because I was like, you got two people from the same season. So it's like one of the two from that season. I really just tried to big brain it. I should have gone for the who is just saying that they'll meet up for a drink
party
with someone in a
He's a free spirit. He's a free spirit.
That could be Dean though. I feel like that's I think it could have been Dean.
I would have guessed.
Dean. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like Dean has that also that kind of chaotic energy of like, you know what? Like life is short, Eleanor, m'lady. Let's grab a drink in Georgia.
Let me get my magnifying glass.
All four of them are on Cameo. I will tell you this: Victoria's Cameo price was $18. Ozzy's is 88.
Damn.
Well, I wish it were 69.
Yeah.
Ozzy's not giving
that
anything
would be better
away
branding.
For free. So. He's not giving anything away for free. He knows what his knows his worth.
That's okay.
So then let's go over to Phil one more time. And then we'll go to Liana at the end here. Okay?
Liana winning.
The expert. Right. Okay.
Phil, you ready?
I could tie it up and then what? Right? Yep. I mean, like
I'm that makes it more interesting.
And then, you know,
to make it interesting. Fine. I don't want this to be a Ricard dance to the finale type thing.
I am the Ricard.
All right, let's go.
Roseanne.
I'm so
competitive. Alex, what's up, man? Thanksgiving's over. So what's next? Cyber Monday. You know how we attack Cyber Monday? Like the Philly greats. Allen Iverson. Brian Dawkins. Jimmy Rollins. Bernie Perrant. We give it all. We give it our best. We leave it all on the court. We leave it all on the field. That's what we do. Practice.
Stop the timer.
We don't need no practice for Cyber Monday. We jump in there and get it done. What you get? me getting something good. Tell me. But I could use a laptop, you know? And a TV. You know, it seems like everybody always buys a TV on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Why do people need so many TVs all the time? They shouldn't have too many. I'll take one. Alex, what are you getting, man? And how are you going to attack this? We got to do this big. Because you know how we do it in Philly. We do it big. We do it all the way live. Get that, Alex. Get that.
I've never heard of a Cyber Monday like cameo. Like it's a holiday. It's like Happy Cyber Monday. Here's your
maybe
cameo.
Maybe they were doing a deal. Okay, and then now it's like you got to incorporate it into the content because
it's like you have to wish me on Cyber Monday. A Happy Cyber Monday. Ugh. As someone who observes.
All right, Phil, what you got?
Honestly, I wanted you to stop the clock. At like, okay, so is this a trick? Who is naming how many Philadelphia survivors do I know personally?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Two? I don't know, but I mean, the game wasn't designed for me, or was it? Was it?
I will say this: I did pick specifically who to give who.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so this is a bait. Then this feels like a bait. This feels like a
feel
bait.
Like Liana told you about this Troyzan Instagram live, and I'm feeling like
I just knew from Game Changers Liana was like a Troyzan person, so I thought it'd be funny to throw it her way. Did I think?
Yeah, she's an expert.
Do you remember when like they did Rob did the one person cover
Game Changers? Yes,
just people. So I did Suri, but I did put Troyzan as someone who I wanted to do.
Just for efficiency's sake, I'd like to know how like. In a percentage, like how much of this was Liana's idea? Like how much?
Liana, so I initially wanted to do a tweets game where I would go through like all the older tweets. And Liana was like, ooh, and I was like, I'll quiz y'all. And she was like, ooh, like a Masked Singer type quiz would be good too. And then she brought up the cameo thing. I was like, ooh, that could be a shout. So then I was like, you know what? That's what I'm doing. So then after that, it was all me. So Liana had no idea. She hasn't heard any of the files. I did all this morning. So.
I mean, the idea is like a lot of the work, right? Like the idea is kind of like.
All right, Phil, you're filibustering. Give me your crapper. Get off the pot.
Filibustering. Okay. So I only know a few Philadelphia survivors. I'm going to have to choose Bryce Isaiah, I guess. I think maybe. Yeah.
So it's not Bryce Isaiah.
I knew it was a bait. I knew it was a bait. Okay. Give me the list.
Oh my God. I got to replace one of the, okay. You know what? I'm not going to replace. I'm going to give you three people.
Oh wow.
You didn't do that for Jenny.
I've already lost. Liana's has won.
Technically he's our, yeah.
Who is the replacement on mine, by the way?
Sometimes games are for fun. Okay.
So I lied. I had those four before that, but I was like, let me make it seem like I had to replace someone.
I literally,
the notes here.
Why would you lie?
Puya. What?
Yo, okay. The y'all mind are like, games. Okay. Exactly. Wow. It's mind games. Jordan okay. Allow it. Allow it.
Okay. Give me the list.
Okay. So you have three options to pick from here. Is this Aaron Meredith from 39?
Right.
Is this Wendell Holland?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this Jervis?
Oh.
Ooh, sheesh. Ooh. Cyber Monday. Okay, who of the three do I think is a big Cyber Monday enthusiast? Wendell? I just feel like this is not the way Wendell would present a cameo. I don't see it. I'm sorry. So that leaves Jervis Peterson and Aaron Meredith, man with kids on his socks.
Exactly.
Is this, and you picked this for me. I'm going to say it's Aaron Meredith. You picked this for me.
I did.
But you
Alex, what's up, man? Thanksgiving's over. So what's next? Cyber Monday.
It was Jervis. It was Jervis.
Cyber Monday.
He's walked away.
Yeah, I see that.
He's so upset.
You got in my head, man. He got in my head. I was like, this is probably Jervis. Okay. But if he's saying that he picked this for me, it makes sense that it's maybe Aaron Meredith. I don't know.
I thought about it.
Who is the fourth player in this game? Let's be real.
Jervis didn't say his name in this cameo, and I nearly censored the Philly part so that would be.
Yeah, I think, you know what?
Let me leave the Philly part there. To be honest, I don't know if Aaron Meredith is from Philly. I just thought that could be a good one to throw in for either. Phil.
But yeah. I know Jervis definitely is.
I have no idea.
Definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just, gone, you know,
should have gone with the person you know is for sure from Philly.
I know.
I overthought mine too.
Jervis costs $40.
This mind tricks here.
Yeah. All right, Liana. Here's the last one of the night. Let's see how you do with this. Okay, for the final mass cameo of the evening.
Macau, my girl, you are turning 30. 30, flirty, and thriving. You know it. You're living it. I know. Zach told me all about you. He said that you're married. You guys have been married. You have a daughter, Quinn, and you're pregnant with another baby. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. That is so exciting. I hope you're feeling.
Oh, that's it?
You'll never know how she.
I hope you're feeling what?
Good, bad, you're not going to know. I have no idea. There's no Troyzan situation going on.
I hope you're feeling ready for Cyber Monday deals. The classic cameo.
Why do people have so many TVs? They should just give me a TV.
I'll take one. What are you getting, Alex? I listen to that. I'm like, what is this cameo? Like, was the inquiry, I want to find out what my friend Alex is getting so I don't buy that for him. Can you pull it out of him? Like, I don't know.
No, this was just verbalizing thoughts.
Yeah.
All right. So the thing is, there's not a whole lot of viable information there. So I have no idea. I'm just going to throw out a guess. I'm going to say, oh my God, I don't even know who is on Cameo that could be a possible option. I'm going to go with Lauren O'Connell because Phil, it was one of Phil's options. So I know she's on Cameo.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to play the clip because we're going to the multiple choice. All right.
Yeah. So.
It's not Lauren
if she
O'Connell.
Swept, I would have been like,
that
been,
"What? I don't know."
You got a point. There's no sweeping.
So your four options are from the top: Kelly Wentworth, Amanda Kimmel, Karishma Patel, or Parvati.
Yeah, it's funny. So Wentworth and Parv were the other two ones that I was just planning on guessing. Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
Macau, my girl, you are turning 30. 30, flirty, and thriving. You know it. You're living it. I know. Zach told me all about you. He said that you're married. You guys have been married.
Okay.
I'll say Parv.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Macau, my girl, you are turning 30. 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
That was my guess. So I feel validated.
Jenny got a point too.
Yeah. Give me an honors point. Even before the multiple choice, I was like, is this par?
That's what I was thinking. But then I was like, I didn't know if she would be on Cameo.
Would want to be doing cameos right now.
So I felt like I was like, maybe not. But then once it was an option, I was like, okay, yeah, then.
It's like you're 30. Some of them are really like, you can hear, I don't know.
You gave Liana the easy ones. And that's disrespectful.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's why.
Again, it's that the same so way fun. That you guys gave me the point against Mike because you have to look at me. Puya has to live with me. So, you know, it's all favorite.
Yeah, like he's
favoritism.
That, constantly getting dunked on by you. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. That's tough. That is true. That's tough.
Exactly.
That's tough.
Karina! Hi! from Survivor. What's going on there, girl?
I can so hear it now.
What's
like,
going on there, girl?
I think
going on there, girl.
It shocked me so much more because I wasn't even thinking of like non 41 people. Right. And so
that
when
you said
Troy's in, I was like, what? Oh my God.
That was the hardest multiple choice because, like, who can I put next to Troyzan, right?
Who did you pick?
Yeah. I had Troyzan, Detective Dean, Randy Bailey, and Dr. Mike. Like, you would have gotten it. I feel like you would have still solidified a point there.
Hey, gave her the layup.
Like, closest would have been Dr. Mike, probably.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that was a ton of fun, even though it was, of course, my idea. You did execute, and I thought it was really fabulous.
Yeah, that was great. That was wonderful.
All right. Well, that does it for us, honestly. I hope, Phil, this was enough free-flowing discussion for that you felt that was, you know, fulfilled, scratched that itch.
I just feel like I was in my element there. It just didn't even feel like we're recording this. Like, I just thought we were having fun. Yeah.
Let's scrap the recording. You know what?
Let's throw it out. We don't need that.
I don't want it on record that I've ever lost anything.
You want us to bleep this whole segment?
Yeah, could you?
Okay.
Could you just pretend I didn't want to play
20 minutes of boo?
That'll go over well. I think that's good content.
Yep, there we go. Perfect. Thank you, Kuya, giving us a demonstration of what that would be like. All right. So at the end of the B&B, we always give the opportunity for our guests to promote a charity if they would like to do so. So I'm going to turn this over to Phil and Jenny. What would you guys like to talk about today?
Well, so I have a particular cause/charity that I personally feel connected to. So there is a little thing called the Endometriosis Network Canada. I believe the website is endometriosisnetwork.com. It is a service and network that helps people who menstruate that have endometriosis connect with other people that have the same disease that takes a really, really long time to diagnose and can really impact your life. And it also helps you connect with doctors that specialize in the disease, which is very, very important in order to get access to treatments and surgeries that are specialized for the condition. That is something that I would be happy if people were able to check out, but it's just spreading awareness about this disease is something that's close to my heart. So yeah, thanks for giving us a platform to shout that out.
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is endometriosisnetwork.com. There's a big donate button in the top right hand corner if you are so inclined to do so. So thank you for bringing that onto the B&B.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're about ready to throw this podcast away, but I want to thank
you. Yeah, we're deleting it, right?
We're just getting rid of this. It's not going anywhere. But just in case the trash can would like to hear what you guys are up to, Phil, where can people find you on social media and what do you have going on?
Liana, I'm doing nothing. I appreciate being invited to be on the B&B. It's a lot of fun for me to come on and hang out with you guys. And I'm not really doing anything. I tweet, I Instagram. I don't really have a Twitch channel.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, it's a lot of I have a Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/Fillard. Maybe in the future, I will be streaming more, but I'm going through a lot of personal growth things right now. So just trying to focus on myself and taking care of myself. So that's what I'm doing. Good.
Follow your food Instagram at Foodard.
Oh yeah, at Foodard exists. Honestly, I would like to change my Twitch channel to at Foodard too. That would be.
Puya's changed his Twitch, so yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Well, anyways, thanks. Yeah, that's what's happening with me.
Oh, but you have 69. Oh, no, you have 81 followers. I thought you had 69 followers. I was like, we would ruin that. But
let's get rid of a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfollow if you are following. And yeah, we'll do that.
All right. And Jenny, what about you? Where can people find you on social media? What do you got going on?
Social media at Jenny Autumn. I am occasionally popping over onto my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Jenny Autumn. Mostly just streaming my side of the really fun game nights that Puya organizes with the Goose Goose Duck and the Among Us mostly. That's been a really good time. And other than that, just the tweeting is mostly like I like disappear on Twitter for a few days and then like Survivor happens and I get really excited and I live tweet. But yeah, other than that, just getting through the tail end of a really busy year, weird year. And if you haven't checked out some of the other stuff I've been on recently, the aforementioned Sexy Beasts, Nothing But Netflix was like over a week ago. So if you haven't listened to that, you're probably never going to listen to it. But if you haven't listened to that and want to listen to that, you should listen to that. And also, if you listened to that and you didn't listen to the Sexy Beast season one coverage that I did with Puya, you should listen to that as well. So, but besides that, I'm just kind of gearing up for the new year. We've got Celebrity Big Brother coming. Mm-hmm. That's exciting and cool. Don't know what that's going to look like. And just really excited for this finale next week. My fingers are crossed for my Toronto girl, Erica. We'll see what happens. It's been a fun ride no matter what. And I appreciate you having us on to play games today. I love double date night. I hope we can do it more on Twitch. I got all these games that that we played together. Why aren't we playing them together? Why are we playing Tricky Towers?
A fabulous question for Puya.
Yeah, Puya, why not?
Let's put it all on me. That's cool. That's cool. No, okay. Yeah, so basically, obviously, with the Masked Singer season going on, to give people some background, Liana and I record on Thursdays for the Masked Singer. So because we watch Survivor Live on Wednesday. So now Masked Singer is going to be done next week. Check out that podcast with Liana and I over on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups. Maybe we'll have more room to do more double date stuff in the future over on twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream there 4 or 5 times a week. Come through, throw a follow, say hi. I always do appreciate that. And then 9 Day Fiance. We just finished season 3 of 9 Day Fiance The Other Way. And this week is the premiere of 9 Day Fiance's 5th season of Before the 90 Days. And I've got the one and only Rob Cesarino coming back to co-host with me, which I'm very excited about. Should be a good time. But yeah, we can plan some stuff. You know, we're going to have a lighter load of shows coming soon with Survivor ending, with Masked Singer ending, with Succession is ending this week, which I did podcast with Josh Wiggler about this past week. It was a good time.
Wait.
So coming to an end. So there's a lot of things going on. Yeah.
It's busy time. Okay. Busy. I do hope the double dates will continue in the new year. That would be great.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Look me in the eye and say it.
Blood oath.
Everyone now. Lock eyes right now.
Okay. On our deleted podcast. All right.
Yeah, they'll never know. How are they going to know?
Puya, very much for filling in the greatest mic impression I think I've ever heard. Very lovely. And of course, Phil and Jenny, it's always wonderful to talk with the two of you about Survivor and other things, not horse related, but also sometimes horse related. So that does horses, it for everything.
One shoe.
One shoe and one shoe.
Stop.
And some glizzies. A bouquet of glizzies. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be sure to follow everyone on their respective social medias. And that does it. We'll be back next week. Mike will be back in the house. And our special friend that Puya, when you were, you know, doing your impression that you mentioned, is the one, the only Chappelle. He is going to be joining us for the finale coverage. I also am going to be doing the feedback show next week. A little bit of a scheduling switch up. So you're going to get plenty of Liana. Don't worry. We will be back next week. Thank you all for listening. And we'll check you out at your next day.
Mike and Liana gather playing some games. But I pray to your mama that they're not super lame. And if that all sounds cool, I can tell you the name. H-A-P-B-M-B. Mike and Liana, yeah, they're playing some games. But I pray to your mama that they're not super. sounds cool. I can tell you the name. It's the R-H-A. You can say for free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.